I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A revolutionary fervor has been sweeping across northern Africa. It started in Tunisia. It then spread to Egypt and Libya. We're going to consider now what happens after the revolution. We begin in Egypt. Last month's uprising there ousted President Hosni Mubarak. But the protests continue. This past weekend, demonstrators targeted offices of the State Security Agency across the country. From Cairo, The World's Matthew Bell reports that the protesters had heard that agents were destroying evidence of human rights abuses.
The rumors spread among protesters late last week. Documents were being destroyed in state security centers around the country. On Friday night, demonstrators stormed the police building in Alexandria. By Saturday afternoon, activists had surrounded state security police headquarters outside of Cairo. Blogger and activist Hossam al-Hamalawi was among those entering the building.
We've managed to find tons of documents inside. We've managed to find also underground prison cells. We found the luxurious offices of state security police officers and the Minister of Interior. And we've managed to secure the documents, which were handed over later to the public prosecutor and to the head of the judges club and the army.
Al-Hamalawi says going into a torture center used by Mubarak's secret police was, quote, extremely creepy. But it was also a powerful moment.
To basically destroy, not in the physical sense, but in the moral and the political sense, destroy this fearful institution. I mean, Mubarak's base of support and his main tool and weapon against dissidents and against the Egyptian people in general had been state security police. So we wanted to storm those facilities and assure everybody that we are in control, not the regime's figures anymore, and this was part of why we went in.
Secret police officers in Mubarak's Egypt wiretapped people's phones and monitored their email accounts, and they could detain and torture people at will.
I have to tell you that almost they destroyed my life, but they didn't destroy it. I'm strong enough.
Amr Salem is a human rights activist in Cairo. He spent more than 4 years in prison for his political activities. He says Egypt's state security apparatus succeeded in destroying most political life in the country. That's why he could hardly believe his eyes when he saw activists taking over police headquarters.
I was, if I may say, like absent in a dream, in something very, very strange. I was there with my body, with my head, with my eyes, but I was somewhere else.
Within hours of getting into state security headquarters, activists were posting online videos of documents, detention cells, and implements of torture. 23-year-old demonstrator Hisham Abu Chabana says Egyptian soldiers stood by and let it happen.
The military were there, but they were just standing by the door, not doing anything, just watching us. And just after we broke in the door and started to move inside the facility, inside the building, then they started to move in with us.
They didn't try to stop you? They didn't arrest you?
Not specially. They stopped the people from going in only after we delivered them the building at the end.
But on Sunday night, soldiers and activists squared off at another state security building in downtown Cairo. This video shows soldiers apparently firing into the air to disperse crowds. There were also clashes between demonstrators and groups of men armed with sticks, knives, and Molotov cocktails. It's the kind of scene that has Egyptian playwright and columnist Ali Salem worried. His latest op-ed is titled "Yes to the Revolution, No to the End of the State." Salem says he was targeted by state security officers for years. He despised Mubarak and his secret police, but he's afraid the demonstrators are getting out of control.
Suppose I write something that will not satisfy them. So I have to expect them in my house, destroying my door, or what? This is very bad.
Salem says he would urge the young revolutionaries in the streets to protect the institutions of the state, because without the state, he says, there will be no protections and no freedom for the individual. In the meantime, potentially embarrassing and incriminating details are expected to emerge from state security documents. Protest leaders have reportedly handed over piles of documents to Egypt's public prosecutor, but many have been posted online already. The Egyptian military issued an order to news organizations not to publish information from these documents, and to return any seized documents immediately. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Cairo.